We've had 3 years of job growth, but it's been at a very slow pace. We are significantly underperforming the nation. Our job growth over the last year was 0.7%. Nationally, jobs grew by 1.5%. Among the 10 largest states, we rank 7th. New York, Michigan, Ohio even outperformed us in terms of job growth over the last 12 months, despite promises that our policy leaders would focus upon job growth in Florida.
Well, specifically, Hank, what would you like to see state lawmakers do in this upcoming session and as they prepare for the session that you think can stimulate job creation in Florida?
Well, there's three things that the legislature could do that would really stimulate job growth in Florida. One is to eliminate judicial foreclosure. The second is to reform our sales tax system. And the third is to expand Medicaid in Florida under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, let's start with the first. Can you explain exactly what you mean by eliminating judicial foreclosure?
Sure. A small number of states require that the courts be involved with the entire foreclosure process. Florida is one of them. And that causes a significant slowdown in the whole process. It takes almost 3 years for a home to go through the foreclosure process in Florida. In non-judicial states, it takes less than 100 days. The result is that we have this huge volume of homes tied up in the foreclosure process in Florida, and that damps down on housing activity, especially on pricing, but also on volume. And our housing industry is what's been lagging so badly and holding back the recovery here in Florida.
Now, you also mentioned sales tax reform, and of course that it's always important in a state that has no state income tax. We had a report yesterday on Morning Edition about a move to collect sales taxes from online retailers who sell products in the state. Is that one of the reforms you're suggesting?
Yes, absolutely. Florida, along with a number of other states, has been contemplating extending the sales tax to online sales. We need to do it. Not only to level the playing field, but also we need more revenue in the state of Florida. The fact is our revenue system depends on our sales tax, which is now structured in a way that's inadequate to meet our state's needs. So extending the sales tax to online sales is necessary. Also, the reality is we exempt more than 60% of all sales. We need to tax more of the things that we don't tax. For many years, we put into place all kinds of exemptions to promote industries. Many of these today are outmoded. We don't need to have an exemption for bottled water or Super Bowl tickets. And there is a panoply of these type of things. And if we were to extend the sales tax, we would find that we would have more revenue. And it's a great deal for Florida because more than 20% of the sales tax is paid for by tourists and seasonal residents. We're underfunding education, health care, and infrastructure. And because we underfund those things, it puts us at a competitive disadvantage and limits the growth in employment and jobs.
So finally, you said that you think that expanding Medicaid under the Federal Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, will stimulate the economy. But, you know, Governor Scott and many Republican lawmakers say they believe that the ACA will suppress job creation, and they believe that it will cost taxpayers a huge sum of money. You're saying the opposite.
Well, I think it'll be great for the state's economy. Yes, it'll cost the state some money. In the first few years, the federal government will cover 100% of the cost of expanding Medicaid. That would cover 900,000 additional people. It would generate substantial increased spending on health care, which creates a lot of jobs directly, and it makes people healthier, more productive. Over the next succeeding 7 years, the federal government would pay 90% of the cost. So yes, we would have some higher state costs, but we would have much higher productivity and higher job growth that would help to pay for some of those costs, and our health care costs would go down, because fewer people would be using expensive emergency room care. Even if we don't expand Medicaid, we pay for other states to expand their Medicaid. So we might as well be prudent about this.